Will he take him on? He looks at Rivers and he says, "You're a little old. I'm young and I'm sneaky." Around one, Ames lets it rip. Strikes at two. Michael Walters wins the game for the Dockers.
Off the ground for Pavlich. Look at the celebration.
This to send them into a home preliminary final for the first time in their history. Frio are at home. Kick the second last week of the season.
He's kicked the goal.
Looking for their first ever grand final.
Fremantle will play Hawthorn in the grand final. Siren sounds.
Welcome back to the Talking Ferret podcast, the podcast where we give you the latest Ferret news and updates. So what have we got on the show today, Harry?
Oh, guess what, Ben?
What?
It's Derby Week.
Derby Week. Back with fans.
The fans are back. It's going to be great. We've 30,000 Dockers fans. No West Coast fans allowed.
I mean, I presume there's going to be a few people who have just brought like tickets.
I feel like they're not going to get a very good welcome.
Oh, I don't think we're going to be able to hear them unless you're sitting right next to them, because they're not going to be having anything to cheer about when the Freo Dockers absolutely storm over them.
It's been a while since I've been confident about a derby.
I was confident last year.
Which one?
The second one. As soon as JK was out, laid out, I was like, oh.
Last year, I was confident about the first one. Because, you know, it's the first one. You're always going to be confident about the first one. And the second one, I was confident at the start of the week, and just before, I was like, I've got a really bad feeling.
Oh, I was like, here we go, boys, finally a derby win. And then it all just went downhill. It just didn't start.
19 behinds.
I mean, that was the worst derby ever I've ever seen this play. It was in the wet, and they still managed to beat us by 100 points.
Yeah, well, the first quarter wasn't bad.
I mean, we still got flogged in it. It just wasn't as bad.
We're only a couple goals down. And everyone was like, yeah, we're still in this.
Yeah, and then the rest of the quarters happened. The next three.
Yeah, well, yeah, we won't mention them.
Talking about being down at quarter time, it's a good segue into...
to reviewing last week's game.
What a game. You were playing your footy game. You're playing Colts because you're playing up. But I was watching it, and I was dirty at the Freo Dockers. I wasn't happy. Here we go, bottom two team. Yeah, we're showing it now.
I actually checked the score before we started playing, and it was 6-6, and I was like, come on, boys, 6-6.
Yeah, the first one we gave to them was this, Walters kicked it straight to
the wrong way.
And then 50-metre penalty.
Yeah, that's stupid, their first goal. I've seen it now.
I think the first three of their goals are all from the goal line.
Yeah, that's not good enough.
No, but
it's not going to happen this week, because we're not going to concede in the first quarter.
You don't reckon? Is that your big call?
Big call for this week. Dockers don't concede a goal in the first quarter.
It's interesting.
It could be wet.
No, I think it's meant to clear up for Sunday. That's our prediction. I don't want it to be a wet day. I want it to be a nice, warm day. Where are you sitting?
Section 307.
That's good. That's not bad.
Just behind the goals. Or not behind the goals, just across from the goals. Second tier. It's gonna be good.
That reminds me of the back at Domain, or back at... Subi Oval, that's where I used to sit, about that.
It's good seats. It's good, got seat. Very good view.
I got section 119, so I'm happy with that. Right on the wing.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it doesn't rain. We shouldn't get the sun because we're on that side.
Yeah, so we're on the wrong. I think it's like the other side of the goal is on the side I am. That's the sun area.
Yep.
So we're out of the sun. That's the worst part of the ground.
Yeah, on that wing there.
The thing is, right, the Dockers Platinum Lounge is in the sun.
Yeah, it's odd. It's weird because you would have thought, like, I mean, I'm not like a architecture or a sun expert, but you'd be able to predict what way the sun.
Yeah.
You would. I'm not.
They should have put it on the other side. But anyway, it's fine.
They can always move it.
They've got cushioned seats there.
I've been there for the Eminem concert.
I was in those seats for Essendon game last year.
Oh, you were too. You went with Gaz, good friend of the podcast.
Yeah, Gary. Yeah, and very disappointing game.
That was a disappointing game.
I was sort of hoping we were going to do a Bulldogs and score like 21 straight goals, whatever they did against. No, it wasn't that, was it?
Yeah, it was that.
21 straight goals against them.
Anyway, we're coming back to St Kilda game. We were 37 points down, 36 at the at quarter time. They scored an extra point.
It's nothing.
That's our biggest comeback.
If you think about it, 37 points after the first quarter.
It's
a big lead, but if you if it's 20-minute quarters,
yeah,
you'd be like, oh, it's doable. Like, you think it's doable.
Yeah.
But obviously it's hard to do it. But
I don't think it was the like the amount of the deficit. I don't think it was that had everyone surprised. It was the way we played.
78% kicking efficiency.
I think that's the worst we've played the first quarter in a long time.
Yeah,
probably. A long. I think probably the next worst is that West Coast game. It's pretty
embarrassing to be 37 points or 36 points down after the first quarter.
In shortened quarters.
Yeah, that's pretty embarrassing. But after that, picked ourselves up.
We did.
Got going again as a young team.
With only two on the bench.
Yeah, obviously, that's true.
Sean Darcy
might be back this weekend.
I hope so. That was his best game.
I was listening to the Longmoor interview on Channel 7. He said they're keeping a close eye on him, but with the 8-day break, he's a chance this weekend.
He played. You didn't see it because you missed the first half.
Yeah.
If you have a chance to go back and watch that, I don't want to trade him anymore. I've been a big, let's just get rid of him. I don't want to trade Darcy after seeing that. If he can...
You've got to think about it. It's one performance. He's got to back
that up. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. If he can do that consistently...
Yeah, he's at the top.
He is going to be...
He had
the best ruckman
in the NFL. 66 ranking points, and he only played a quarter and a half or something like that.
That is insane. That is insane. He was taking contested marks. He was kicking goals from 45 metres out. He was winning taps. He was following up the ball.
Yeah, it's impressive. And then he got knocked out.
Yeah, by Ben Long. Three weeks.
Nah, he deserved that.
Yeah, I think that was a good... Dylan Shearer got two.
They tried to appeal that.
Yeah, they obviously didn't work. Successful. But yeah, so what do you rate our performance out of 10? I know you didn't see...
8, because obviously the first quarter wasn't very good.
Yeah, I think
we let them back in the game at the end.
Yeah, that was disappointing.
If we didn't let them back in the game at the end, we could have beaten them by like 30 points ourselves.
If we kept the momentum up, yeah. But I've
got to admit, there was some salty Saints fans out there.
There was. They were coming for us at our page, weren't they?
Yeah. Oh, the umpires.
I mean, I
didn't actually see anything wrong. I've watched back the fourth quarter especially, because I thought that's what they complained about. There's literally no umpire decisions that are, like, out there.
We did get more free kicks, but it was like...
Yeah, but they were right, because they were just being dirty.
Yeah, there was probably one or two that were... But, I mean, that's every game. We copped a few the dodgy ones.
That's why you never look at the free kick cam, because usually it's one team's not playing fair and the other one is, and they're not getting their free kicks.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Yeah, so I just said to him, oh, mate, I don't know about the umpires, but I didn't see them kick Fremantle 37 points when we were down by that.
Yeah, well, should we go on some... predictions for this week.
Okay, yeah, let's move on.
So let's move on. Who do you think is going to win?
I think Freo is going to win.
I think both think Freo are going to win.
We back him on our predictions every week.
Except from the first week. Brisbane game.
And we were right.
Yeah, we nearly got it right on the... We put six points.
We've been almost right for everything.
We've been pretty close, except from the Port Adelaide game. We were very far off.
Yeah, I don't know why we tipped Freo for that, to be honest.
Well, I was just thinking about it. Who'd Port Adelaide played? And I was like... Yeah, but they're actually looking pretty good now, Port Adelaide.
They are.
But, you know, I still don't think they're going to win the grand final.
No, I think they're doing it Geelong, to be honest.
You never want to be on form. And this
2019 Geelong, 2015 Freo.
2016 North Melbourne.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
It's pretty hard for them to fall off like that now, because there's a shortened season.
Yeah, that's it.
But I reckon Freo by 22 points.
I reckon it's going to be a little bit closer. I mean, I think it depends on Fife. I don't think we rely on him as much. Obviously, he's...
Can we just discuss that for a second? Right, so Weber comes out and he goes...
I sent you this last night.
Yeah, Fife has got a cork on his shin.
Yeah, his hammy's pulled up really good.
Yeah, and then next day, Fife comes out. Oh, my hammy hasn't pulled up as well as I wanted it to.
Is that
just lack of communication? Or
yeah.
That really confuses me.
Well, I mean, he could have... You don't know. He could have, like, maybe injured his hammy and niggled it again. But do you reckon we risk him?
Yes.
This week in the derby? Is he playing up full forward?
Yes. Is Will Schofield playing?
I don't think we're going to get into that conversation again.
If Will Schofield's playing at fullback, we put 5 at full forward and he's having a field day.
I agree.
That's all I'm going to say.
10 goals. Five.
Gets in the Coleman race.
It could be a day out for Fife if That'd be a good matchup, actually. I'd love to see
what
that.
A good matchup for five.
Get his confidence up.
All right, well, I reckon we've got to do something, right? Because they've got, obviously, McGovern.
Oh, he's playing rubbish lately.
Intercept marker, though.
We got Ryan.
Right? Last year, our kicking was bad, though.
That's true.
And he was intercepting us. This year, we're spearing people. I don't think he's intercepting
us. We're not bombing it in. I mean, last year, we were almost better off just dribbling it in.
The first game, we did dribble it in. Look what happened. Yeah. We nearly won. Yeah. And if Tabner and Brad Hill didn't hit the post, we would have won.
Listening to that in a train in Italy, and I wasn't mad because I didn't see it. I didn't see all the misses.
Tabner missed from right in front, hit the post.
Yeah, I saw it on a replay.
And then Brad Hill was a bit unlucky of his, to be fair.
Tabner's looking a lot better.
He is.
I'm actually...
2 goals last game.
I mean, we've been critical, both of us. We have to...
I don't know, but I still don't get why we're kicking it to him in the pocket.
We didn't do it as much this weekend.
But is that something to do with his confidence or something about kicking from right in front of goals?
I don't know. But, I mean, it's working because he slotted a few from the pocket this week.
Yeah, but wouldn't he be kicking more if he was leading up right in front?
I don't know. But I'm going to eat some humble pie. I think you should as well. We've been very critical of Tabs, and I mean...
I think most people have.
Yeah, that's fair enough. But yeah, to his credit, he's...
He is stepping up. It's really his last chance this year.
I reckon Coleman Tabs next year.
He's got to kick a few this year and be the leading goal kicker for us if he wants...
Yeah.
Wants to be the main target. The main target.
I don't know if Hogan's going to be that main target that everyone thinks.
Well, he's... been playing a bit further up and then delivering.
He has got a tank.
He's been going off on the wing a bit and then kicking it to Tabner.
Because he's got a beautiful kick, Hogan.
He does have a good kick.
Nice low spearing kick. Sometimes it's a bit probably too hard for some of our players.
Yeah,
probably. Like it is. Yeah. Like
you have those players that kick it too hard and go straight through the hands.
Yeah, we got a few on our team, Ben Scotson. I think he listens sometimes. Shout out to Ben Scotson. I remember first game last year, he's absolutely sent me a missile, and I just scraped the fingerprints off my fingers, and it's just gone straight past me.
Yeah, it happens sometimes.
It does. It's part of the game.
We'll go back to this weekend's game because it is Derby week.
Derby week.
Best week of the year.
If we win, it's the worst week of the year.
Oh,
if we lose.
Start of the week's the best part.
Yeah, if we...
If you lose, it ruins the week, but... Which has happened, the last 9 times.
You know what isn't good? Derby week clashes with... This can be a blessing or it can be a non-blessing. I don't know the opposite for a blessing. School goes back.
Yeah,
this could be the worst week of the year.
No, it's going to be the best week of the year.
But if we do win, it is the best week of the year.
No, because if they win, we'll just say...
They fluked it. Flag medal.
Yeah, we're winning the flag, alright? Go back to the selections. Do you see any surprise selections this week?
No, not really. People are trying to push for Liam Henry. I'm on some of the Facebook pages and some people are saying let's play Liam Henry, but he's not ready.
He was really good in the scratch. You watched the highlights.
You can't give someone a debut after playing a half of a scratch match in the reserves.
Yeah, it's fair, but...
You need to give him at least 2 or 3 more games. Like, you just need to give him match fitness. I mean, unless they were only going to put him out there for a quarter or a half, I mean...
That's just
a bit of pointless, isn't it? Because if we get injured...
If Darcy's not back, does Meek come in?
All right, Meek.
Does Meek come in for Darcy if Darcy's not ready?
I feel like we need to have a ruckman. We can't use Lob and Tabler because...
Yeah, where...
It's just... Oh, I mean...
But who do West Coast have a rocker, though?
Nick Nat, but I mean...
Wouldn't you want someone like Lob on him?
Yeah, the Lob would run him out.
Lob would literally run off him and probably, be taking shots from 50.
Yeah.
Because Lob is way quicker than Nick Nat.
People think that Nick Nat's the holy saviour, but I mean he
used to be good.
He is good. He has been a bit unlucky.
He's been unlucky with injuries.
It'd be interesting to see actually how he would have gone if he didn't get injured.
Yeah, that's true.
I would like to see that. Like he is good if he gets up and going, but I mean I would call him overrated, to be honest.
Yeah,
just because purely because he's had that many injuries.
Yeah,
he is good, but he just can't get back to that peak.
Yeah. So Hayden Young went down.
Oh, that was disappointing.
I don't think he plays this week. And
it's interesting to see.
Cox should come back in, but that'd be for Duman.
Yep.
Instead, who comes in for Hayden Young?
Oh, I don't know. I think we need to get Blakely in. There's no other option.
I don't know if he's going to play.
Well, I mean, if he hasn't been selected now, I don't understand why he would be, if you know what I mean. He would have been selected now if he was going to be selected.
Yeah, that's true. I think
he must know.
It's Sturt's going to be gone for a bit longer, so Banfield will keep his spot.
Banfield played well.
He did play well. He's a good player. Should never have been dropped in the first place, right. I don't think.
Good friend of the podcast.
He is a good friend of the podcast. Toby Watson.
Oh, I've completely forgotten about the man, the myth, the legend.
Toby Watson.
To debut. Keeps Kennedy.
But the one reason I think he might not come in is because he's a different player to Hayden Young.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why Blakely might come in.
Yeah, he runs and runs off a little bit more, takes a bit more risks.
Stephen Hill has been looking a bit better now, back into form.
Just trusting his body a lot more.
We might want to bring another tool in then.
Who would you suggest?
Tobe. Tobe's tool.
Tobe?
He's the last tool we got left, really. He's not injured. Unless Griffin Logue's toe is going well.
No, he's not going to be playing this week. No way.
That's just...
I don't know. He's still TBA on the injury list.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. So, yeah, he probably won't come back in then. That's probably why people say Liam Henry.
Yeah.
I think he is a chance this week.
You reckon?
I know you don't think he's ready, but I reckon he is a chance this week. West Coast has been known to usually kick quite a few goals.
Yep.
We need to counter them.
Liam Henry to kick 6 in debut.
I
feel like he's more likely to kick 2 or 3 if he was.
I reckon he could play only because he played really well in that scratch. If you look at those highlights, he kicked a goal. And
good goal?
Yeah, that's pretty good. He took a few marks, hit his teammates up. So he could, but he did say he wasn't going like 100% to make sure his knee got through the first game. Yeah.
Which is understandable.
That's why he might not play. It's just interesting to see because we've got so many injuries.
Akers was pretty quiet last week.
It's his first game.
First
back.
Game, yeah. You can't.
Yeah, but he shut down Hill, didn't he?
He did. Hill was non-existent after quarter time.
Yeah, and he had 40% kicking efficiency.
It's not great, is it?
No, it's not. But we did say this before he went to St Kilda.
Yeah, we did. Oh, yeah, I presume again it'll be on the previous podcast.
It will be. It will be. We said we've got a good deal because Brad Hill can't kick. I'm pretty sure that's exactly what I said.
Yeah. It'd be about that. Trade period this week. This year will be interesting.
It will be. I mean,
Brad Hill will press trade back to Brio. after premiership glory by the Dockers. Apparently Freo are $15 to make finals.
That's a good shout, actually.
Yeah, that was
the one game out. One game out, and we've played some difficult teams.
Yeah, we have. We have played difficult teams.
Brisbane,
and the games
Adelaide.
We have lost. We could have won. We should have won.
Yeah, and Collingwood and Geelong now have to stay in WA for a bit, which could affect them.
So
we
or seven straight games in Perth.
It's seven, isn't it?
Yeah, 6 or 7.
But it's interesting. AFL made it so they're not doing a hub in Perth. It's the Victorian teams are going to Queensland.
They fly out.
And they're going to fly in and fly out.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care. Like, I honestly don't.
Yeah, I don't really either.
As long as we're still here and we don't have to go back over there.
Yeah, we probably have to go back to Queensland.
Yeah, at the end of the season.
8 weeks.
Yeah.
But that's fair enough. We've had 6 away games in a row. So we deserve. Or if you think about it, it'd be either 6 or 7, depending.
Yeah.
On a normal fixture, if we had the first round at home, we would have 7.
7, yeah, of course.
By now, so.
And we did have, last year, our first game was home. So we actually are maybe even getting a bit more.
Maybe. And I'm actually pretty upset we only get one derby against West Coast this year.
Yeah.
Because we're going to beat them twice.
I mean, next year, we have no excuse.
They can't beat us in the derbies anymore this year, on totals. We beat them in the women's.
Beat them in the women's.
We destroyed them. And we beat them in the Marsh. We've won 2-1 even if they win. And they can't say anything about it, so.
That Marsh was a good game.
It was. We did nothing for 2 quarters, and then the last quarter came back.
We didn't do nothing for 3 quarters.
The first quarter was alright.
It was
we got most of our points in the first quarter before the last one.
Yeah, we didn't. Yeah.
Yeah, and all the salty West Coast fans are there.
That was funny. We blasted the Freo Dockers theme song.
Yeah, we did, and we're actually on camera multiple times during that game.
We were so
behind the goals.
Spot us. And actually, you can spot us at the game this week. Like we said,
we'll
before.
Be there. We might actually be at the game tomorrow, Collingwood Geelong.
We will be. And we'll be wearing our Freo kit.
Yeah, we will be.
So if you can spot us on TV.
I've actually got a Collingwood hat from the 2018 Grand Final.
Are you going to wear it?
Might.
Oh, I'm just going to wear my Freo kit.
I might wear my Freo kit and then put a Collingwood
hat. Should I wear my umpire's kit? Get on TV.
On the ball.
There've been a lot of those decisions. That's what we need to watch out for. Holding the ball, we need
it's
to.
It's been interesting this year. They've changed it a lot between one round and the other.
They haven't changed it. They've just.
They changed like the interpretation.
Yeah. That's so it.
One week they weren't giving any, and the next week they were giving one every three tackles. Yeah, so they really need to sort out the consistency there.
Some of the genuine attempt calls are very, very.
I think if you don't have prior, they shouldn't have to be just getting an arm out and pretending. But if you like. Actually taking them on.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you haven't, like, even if you just picked it up.
I think they're trying to reward the tackler from what I understand, because I do umpiring training and training. And we're actually watching some vision, and the new rules are like, if you get tackled straight away, say you have one arm out.
Yeah.
You have to try and kick it. If you don't kick it, and if you don't hit the boot, it's holding the ball for incorrect disposal, which is a bit.
That's harsh. So you just pick it up.
Yep.
They're taking your arm.
Yep. And you've got one arm free. You have to kick it. So you have to throw it down your boot and kick it. If you miss it,
I don't think that's fair. Well, if you at least attempt to, it should just be. You know, they say like, oh, he got it out or something like that.
Yeah. That's when I umpire. I say.
Well, if you've had no prior.
No prior.
If he's had prior, but taking the arm, he's missed it. It's on the ball.
Yeah.
But if he hasn't had prior, just ball it up or play on.
I think if they're trying to. Make the holding the ball to try and get the game flow more. I don't know if that was the reason. They don't need to be looking at holding the balls. They need to be looking at stoppages.
Yeah.
They're too slow. They need to get rid of the...
Last touch.
They need to get rid of the...
last touch rule?
No.
I don't want that either. No. We've got to do it in junior footy. It's stupid.
I think... It's only for this year, though.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it's just...
Hopefully it's just this year.
They need to get rid of the... Yep. Two ruckmen. They just need to have third man up. Well, yeah, you can't go third man up. But there can only be two ruckmen anyway, so it doesn't make a difference. Yeah. So you don't. What's the point
does
of
it matter who's going
yeah.
up?
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't. As long as only two people go up on it.
Usually the ruckman's there anyways. You have to put their hand up for it.
Yeah. And then just
sort
fold up.
Throw.
So just, as soon if anyone's on the floor, you pick up the ball, just throw it up. And if it lands on the floor, it lands on the floor.
That's fair.
I think Matthew Lloyd also said play on if you kick backwards.
Oh, I think that's a bit harsh though.
I mean, I don't mind it.
No, because sometimes you have to go backwards to go forward.
Yeah, but usually if you go backwards, it's there's no pressure.
Yeah, but it also could be to get switched on. I don't know. I think if you kick it backwards, I think.
Yeah.
Because that's just like if you're on the goal line.
Yeah.
And you turn back and kick backwards to a teammate running in the 15.
I think the run rule that needs to be explored is extending the 15 metres.
You want it to be more than 15 metres?
I think more risky kicks. Maybe if that's what they're trying to do,
game plan this year has been short kicks.
Yeah, but we could
control the ball down the boundary. It's great to watch, Ben. It's great to watch.
No, we do.
I haven't watched footy like that probably since I've actually got here.
What actually efficient kicks?
No, like from the Dockers. I don't think I've watched like little short kicks like that ever.
So what are you used to? The Rossway.
The Rossway, yeah, just get a lead and defend. That's what I'm used to. Longmuir has come in
as Damien
and he's
Harwick,
got us doing short kicks.
As Damien Harwick would say, it's pretty hard to kick goals when you got 75,000 defence. Did you see that?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
That.
No. Interesting press conference by Dimmer after the 26-34.
Oh, yeah, after that game, there was a bit of...
Yeah, yeah.
Bit of conflict going on there.
Yeah. It was a horrible game to watch.
I didn't watch it.
I switched off at quarter time. Actually, to be fair, the quarter wasn't that bad. First quarter. Right, is that all the time we got for today?
I think that's it.
That's it. We might get Mickey So, WA icon.
He is. Very famous Dockers fan, actually.
We will be definitely seeing him at the game.
Hopefully.
Look out on the Talking Fruit Insta for
pictures of Mickey So.
Do you want to get a picture of Mickey So put on Instagram?
Yeah, he's a legend.
That's it. Alright, thanks
he
guys.
He's probably the most famous Dockers fan.
I agree. Apart from Yuri Meadows.
True.
We want to get her on the podcast. That's one of
them. Everyone tag her on our next post.
Alright.
On our
podcast post.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. Alright, thanks guys for listening. And we will see you next week after, hopefully,
we win.
A Freo win. Alright, thanks guys.
Go Freo.